Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 21, 1805. On the river again. As happens every spring, the buffalo are calving. Captain Clark describes his day's walk.
Set out early, the wind gentle and from the northwest. The river being very crooked, I concluded to walk through the point. The country on either side is very similar to that we have passed. Saw an immense number of elk and buffalo, also deer, antelopes, geese, ducks, and a few swan. The buffalo is about calving. I killed a buffalo and four deer in my walk today. The party killed two deer, two beaver, and four buffalo calves, which is very good veal. I saw old camps of Indians on the larboard side. We passed one large and two small creeks on the larboard side. Neither of them discharge any water into the river. In the evening, the wind became very hard ahead. We made camp at a late hour, which was on the larboard side, a little above the mouth of the White Earth River, which falls in on the starboard side, and is about 60 yards wide several miles up. Captain William Clark, April 21, 1805.
Captain Lewis agrees with Clark that the buffalo veal is very good, proclaiming it equal to any he's ever tasted. He goes on to write,
"Set out early this morning. Captain Clark walked on shore. The wind, though ahead, was not violent. The country through which we passed is very similar in every respect to that which we have passed for several days. Immense herds of buffaloes, elk, deer, and antelopes. Pass one lodge and two small creeks on the larboard side, though neither of them discharge any water at present. The wind blew so hard this evening that we were obliged to halt for several hours. We reached the place of encampment after dark, which discharges itself on the starboard side, was on the larboard side, a little above White Earth River. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 21, 1805.
According to Moulton, the White Earth River mentioned should not be confused with the present-day White Earth River, which the Corps passed on April 16, without naming it. The present-day name for this river is Little Muddy in William County, North Dakota. Tomorrow, Captain Lewis makes a four-legged friend.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.